it would have caused them to disown me. I preferred to let them think Doraby was dead. The boy they remembered no longer exists anyway. I hoped he would interpret that according to his own wishful thinking. He bit.
I understand.
I am grateful for your concern, Shri. If you will excuse me? I went to work. I worked briskly, deep in thought. What I needed to do required me to let myself be seduced. I had no experience along those lines, from either of the possible viewpoints. But the old men tell me I am clever, and after a while I thought I saw a way by which events could proceed as desired without Surendranath Santaraksita putting himself in a position of emotional or moral risk greater than he had when he tried to follow me home, and I had to send Tobo out to rescue him. Which, of course, he did not know. I had a weak spell toward mid-morning, at a point where old Baladitya could repay his small debt by being solicitous. By the time Master Santaraksita manufactured a reasonable excuse to put himself into my proximity, I had collected myself and was back to work. A few hours later, I contrived to throw up my lunch, then made a show of cleaning up. I suffered dizzy spells later still. The last occurred after most of the librarians and copyists had gone home, despite the threat of further showers. The afternoon storm had not been as terrible as most. Taglians generally viewed that as a bad omen. Santaraksita played his part perfectly. He was beside me before my spell was over. Nervously, he suggested,
"You'd better quit now, Doraby. You've put in more than your day's work. The rest will be here tomorrow. I'll walk along with you to make sure you're all right."
A relapse threatened as I began to protest that that was not necessary. So I said, "Thank you, Shri. Your generosity knows no bounds. What about Baladitya?" The old copyist's grandson had failed to show again.
"He is practically on our way. We'll just leave him off first."
I tried to think of some small act or something I could say that would encourage Santaraksita's fantasy, but could not. That proved unnecessary anyway. The man was determined to hook himself, all because I knew how to read. Weird. Riverwalker just happened to be hanging around outside when Master Santaraksita, Baladitya, and I left the library grounds. I made a little gesture to let him know we were going to do it. More signs and gestures along the way let him know that the old man should be rounded up as soon as Santaraksita and I left him. He was a witness who could say that the master librarian had been seen last in my company, and he might be useful. Not far from the warehouse, I suffered another mild spell. Santaraksita put an arm around me to help. I drifted back into my safe place some, and went on with the game. By now we were surrounded, at a distance, by company brothers. "Just straight ahead," I told Santaraksita, who was becoming confused by the outer web of spells. "Just hold my hand." Moments later, a gentle tap at the base of the master librarian's skull let me step away from my uncomfortable role. Here I'm known as Sleepy. I'm the analyst of the Black Company. I brought you here to assist in the translation of material recorded by some of my earliest predecessors. Santaraksita began to fuss. Kendo Cutter placed a hand over his mouth and nose, so he could not breathe. After several such episodes, even